gift of peace in the midst of troubling times. Project Zion Podcast offers this series of guided practices to help you connect with the divine, no matter where you are or what's going on around you. Take a deep breath and allow your spirit to find calm in the storm of life.
Hello, my name is Kathy Beatty, and I'm an evangelist in the Community of Christ and attend the Kirtland Congregation in Ohio. I was baptized at the age of 8 and grew up in this church. When I was little, I remember my mom teaching me to pray, and I would kneel at my bed and say my prayers each night. As I grew and became a teenager, I would often sit on my bed and look out my window at the stars as I prayed. I remember her telling me that there are two parts of prayer. The part where you talk to God, saying all the things you wish to say. And then there is the part where you listen to hear what God wants to say to you. And so I always listen to hear what God wants me to hear, trying so very hard to hear what that is. When my cousin Tina Heathers came back from St. Martin, after living there for a while, she brought back with her the gift of guided meditation, and I instantly fell in love with this practice. God can give us messages in our dreams and in our meditations. Not knowing for sure if the scenes in this meditation that I am going to take you through were first spoken aloud by her or not, I hereby give her credit for teaching me this practice. If I were doing this with you in person, I would have some quiet music playing in the background. Before we begin, I would like to suggest that you put on some meditation music. You could just say, "Alexis, play some meditation music," or you could go to YouTube, as there are so many peaceful songs you could find. During COVID, the EGLMC and Mid-Atlantic Mission Centers joined together to offer Zoom meetings. On Monday mornings from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we meet online and do a spiritual discipline together. This Zoom is called Seeking the Still Point, and the link could be found on the World Church website if you ever wish to join us. So with your music playing in the background, let's begin. Allow the music or the stillness to wash over you and feel yourself begin to breathe slower. Allow your body to become relaxed, feeling the chair or the couch beneath you. Feel your feet on the ground. And take a deep cleansing breath, breathing in peace. And allow that peace to fill your body. Allow your breathing to become slower and slower. And breathe in peace, noticing that your head is becoming peaceful, and any stress or tension starts to slip down your head and down your neck. And breathe in peace, allowing it to enter your body, pushing all your stress from your head and your neck across your shoulders and down your arms. And breathe in peace, feeling the stress and the tension slipping down your chest and your stomach, and your body is becoming relaxed. And breathe in peace, noticing that you are becoming very light and relaxed, and the stress and the tension is slipping through your hips and down your thighs and through your knees. And breathe in peace. And with each breath you take, you are becoming lighter and lighter. And the stress and the tension is slipping down your calves and through your ankles. And breathe in peace, allowing this peace to enter you. And the stress and the tension slips out your toes, where it will return to Mother Earth, and she will churn and dissipate it. And as we begin this meditation today, dear Lord, I pray that your spirit would circle among those who are listening at this very moment, that they would feel your presence with them. And if there are any messages you would have for them, that they would feel them. And now I want you to picture yourself on a beach. You feel the sand beneath your feet. You feel the sunshine on your face. And you feel the wind ever so gently. And it is warm. Look around and see what your beach looks like. And down the beach, just a few steps, you see a red chair. What does your red chair look like? Go and sit in this red chair, noticing how it feels as you sit upon it, noticing what it looks like. What shade of red is it? And now you will get up from this chair, and just another few steps, there is a chair that is the color orange. Does this orange chair look any different? Is it the same size as the red chair? What does it feel like to sit in this orange chair? And you will get up from that orange chair where just another few steps, there is a chair that is the color yellow. What shade of yellow is your chair? And how does it feel when you sit in this chair? What shade of yellow is it? And there is yet another chair. This time, it is green. What does your green chair look like? And go and sit in this green chair, noticing if it makes you feel any different from the others. And next comes a chair that is the color blue. What shade of blue is your chair? And how does it feel to sit in this blue chair? And now there is a chair that is the color purple. What shade of purple is your chair? And does this chair feel any different? And next there is a chair that is white. And as you look at this white chair, you notice that there is a white light streaming from it. Go and sit in this white chair and feel the white light surround you. and enter you and relax you even further. And this white light comes from God. He has created you and He loves you. So allow this white light surround you, for God is giving you a hug and He is telling you how important you are to Him and that He loves you. And now I want you to get up from this white chair and I want you to look across the water. You notice that there is a black spot that is coming towards you. And as this black spot gets closer, you realize that it is a dolphin. This dolphin has come to take you to the island on the other side. So go ahead and walk in the water, grabbing a hold of the dolphin. And allow this dolphin to take you across the water to the island beyond. The water feels cool, and you feel safe with this dolphin as you get closer and closer to the island on the other side. And as the island gets larger and larger, it takes shape for you. What does your island look like? Is it grassy? Are there trees? Are there houses? And with each second that passes, your island gets bigger and bigger. And you see a person waving. And this person gets closer and closer. Is it someone you know? Or is it a stranger? Are they male or female? Or you cannot tell. Are they short? Or are they tall? And they greet you and help you out of the water. And they welcome you to this island. And they tell you that there is a path. And they tell you that you should walk on this path, for something at the end that is beautiful awaits just for you. So find this path on this island, looking down, noticing what your feet are walking on. Is it paved? Is it grass? Is it sand? Is it smooth? Or is it bumpy? And with each step you take walking down this path, you become more relaxed and peaceful, noticing what is on either side of you, noticing if there is anybody walking on this path with you. And up ahead, you see the most beautiful gate that you have ever seen. What does your gate look like? As you get closer, open this gate. And as you do, you realize that it is the most beautiful garden that you have ever seen. All of your favorite things are here. Benches, water fountains, flowers and plants. This garden has been created specially just before you. And you see a gardener in this garden, tending to the soil, taking care of the plants and flowers. And as you get closer, they stand and welcome you, welcoming you to the garden that they have created just for you. And with each step closer that you get, you realize that this person is Jesus. And Jesus is there to sit with you on a bench, on a swing, on the ground. How does it feel to be in Jesus's company? Jesus tells you that there is a message just for you. So go and ask what that message is, allowing Jesus to speak it just for you. What is the message? What is it you are supposed to hear this day? And the time is coming when you will need to leave this place, but stay there as long as you wish. And when you're ready, you will say your goodbye to Jesus, knowing that at any time you wish to return to this place, that he will be there for you. But also know that Jesus does not stay in this place, but walks back with you every day of your life. So when you are ready, you will say goodbye, and you will walk back down the path to the water, where the dolphin will be there waiting for you to return you to the other side. And you will walk back past all the chairs. And when you are ready, you will bring your awareness back to this time and this place. And I would like to suggest that you take some time when you come back to write down what you experienced and then reread it in a few days and see what it is that Jesus wished you to know this day.